Thanks, CD. The commission met yesterday for their first regular meeting in August. It was a full agenda, but I think one thing that I would like to highlight that I'm sure your listeners would be interested in is the update on the pool project. So the commission had previously approved a guaranteed maximum price for phase one of a two-phase design and funding strategy in this construction manager at risk build format that that the city's using for Garden Rapids at the big pool. The commission yesterday looked at three different sets of options for kind of finalizing the design and price of those phase one improvements. So the phase one improvements are the things that are sort of in the ground that can't, they aren't features. This is, they're going to establish the design and the layout of the facility. So kind of no pun intended, these things are in concrete when they're approved and finalized. And they aren't easily fixed without some reconstruction project. Slides, features, furniture, those types of things are going to be part of the phase two package. And those things, you know, can wait a little bit because when the contractor gets in there and starts doing the shaping of the property and you know, digging the pool and forming up the pool, they need to know that as early on in order to engineer it. So what the commission approved yesterday was the dimension of the competitive pool that will also be kind of the programming pool. It's the largest body of water at Garden Rapids at the big pool. It'll be 50 meters in length. That never changed. Their options were about the width and the inclusion of a diving well. The commission approved really the largest of those three options. It could have been an 8-lane or a 10-lane, and then diving well or no diving well. So the advantage of the diving well is opposite the diving boards is the fly high slide. So I don't know if you caught any of the video CD that was shown for some of the features, but this is, I would liken it to a ski jump. It's like a water slide meets a ski jump. So there's two of them and the different launch angles, but you're going to slide down it sort of like a conventional slipper slide. And but at the end, there is a bit of an uptick. And so your speed carries you and then kind of throws you at this like 10-foot high peak, and then you enter the water there. So a drop that would be equivalent to somewhere between a 1 meter and a 3 meter board. And then the difference in the pitch is whether it throws you out a little bit farther or just throws you up higher. The distance between that and the diving boards, because they both enter the same part of the pool and face each other, wouldn't be sufficient in a 8-lane configuration. So from a programming standpoint, they would have had to alternate, like, you know, for this hour block, we're going to use the fly high slides are open. For the next hour block, the diving boards are open. And so the diving well allows both to operate at the same time. The commission approved the inclusion of a diving well.